Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right, Scotty's Morning Show. With Matt Man.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige. I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks! There's no rhyme or reason with this other than it was a fun idea that we started playing around with on Friday's show, and much to your surprise, we remembered. Because we even choked in the promo, if we remember to do this.
Yes. We're about to save you a lot of money.
We are, because it's...
Was that from this?
What, it's what from what?
The map that we were doing.
I don't know what you got there.
Oh, okay.
I am going to need a map because I need a refresher.
Well, so I assume that you all have Google on your computers.
Oh, yeah. If they paid the bill, I got it.
And you can just find the states. I want to go in order of least to favorite. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I don't want to start with the places I want to go. I want to start off and just go ahead and get the ones out of the way that, in my mind, got nothing for me. Because it's like, hey, if you got a free, now, let's not say free, because, I mean, I'd about go anywhere that if it's like a free air. Like, even in some of these states, like, okay, it's going to be out in the middle of the wilderness or whatever, and I get a free place just to hang out for a week, I might go. So let's just say you're just not interested in going.
Just, you'd turn it down, just... Not going.
Right.
Wouldn't do it.
Okay. My number one. Actually, ladies first.
Oh, yeah.
Fat boy, what do you say? No, Paige, you want to go first? Or is that being, am I being a chauvinist by allowing you to go first?
Oh. Well,
that's true. You're setting
the wheel. I know. I'm setting it back. Like, should I just take the reins and say, I'm going first? Or is that where you would say, bitch, ladies first?
Yeah, I mean... I would not want to go. I mean, can we talk about me driving through the country and seeing what I've seen and where I don't ever...
She's been a lot of places.
You don't really want to... I don't ever want to go to Arkansas ever again.
Oh, okay. So and you've been there.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I was driving in a truck with no air conditioning.
See, now that's not on them. That's on you.
And I remember just stopping at a road, and I said, I never want to come back here again. This is horrible. I'm throwing up because was so hot. I don't ever want to go back there.
So a couple bad experiences, and they take the heat for it. That's interesting. That's like a different thought process of it.
Texas, I don't want to go back there again, even though there's nice places. I remember just having just nothing but oil pumps, you know, that whatever you call those things. That's all you see for miles and miles and miles.
Make you horny?
No. I wanted to get somewhere as a child. I remember that about Texas.
Oh, come on. What? This is not going quite the way I thought it would.
No,
but it's
these are terrible places that I don't ever want to go back. But I, you know, as an adult, when I drove through Texas, I wanted to stop and actually have Tex-Mex and eat in Texas.
Oh, okay.
I would have just went with the Tex.
Didn't didn't happen.
So then again, like a couple bad experiences.
Yeah, but I feel bad for the first one, though, because you just got, like, sick throwing up driving through there.
God, it was horrible.
That's like, yeah, we don't learn our lesson, though. Like, I'll go to restaurants I know it's going to tear my stomach up, but I still will go there.
Like, the one place tried to kill you three times, right?
That ain't no bull crap, dude. That was like...
I can't believe it.
That was misery from great food.
I know, like, you're going to suffer.
The third time, I was like, I'm not going here again. I'm getting legit food poisoning. But the food is so good.
And it's not going to hit you until after you finish it, right?
Yes. I have no desire to go to Rhode Island. I've looked it up. I see nothing there that wants to... they got what looks to be a pretty good little zoo. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, come on.
It's a very beautiful state.
For what? To do what? To go right around looking at the leaves changing colors?
He knows. He's been around the country.
He's worked. He's fixed every hot tub on the East Coast.
You're an outdoorsman. It'd be perfect for you. Hiking. They got all stuff like that. The foliage. Providence.
But there's other states where I need day and night attractions. That's why Myrtle Beach was so awesome before it became.
Among other reasons.
Yeah, but there was daytime activities and then nighttime activities.
But
and
like
then,
the...
It was so good back in the day.
The New England foliage, man, is...
It's beautiful.
It's like the most popular in the world, right?
Mm. It's nothing for me. I mean, you don't have to hate on my picks.
Okay. I'll try to talk you into it, too. I'm not going to say the one I said last week because, you know...
That was Norris. That was the city.
It was New Mexico. But that's not the one I want to say now.
Okay.
If you offered me, like, in all expenses to the nicest hotel in the biggest city of this state, I still wouldn't go. And that is Nebraska.
Nebraska's shortly up my list as well.
What the hell is in Nebraska?
Well, I didn't know this. Clearly, I'm the only one that put a lot of prep into this segment. Nebraska has a chimney rock that looks eerily like our chimney rock. Like, what the hell?
But like,
Chimney Rock,
College World Series—that's the only event they ever have. And Omaha, like, yeah, you gotta.
I'm with you on it, man.
I like being wedged in between two bigger cities. I feel like when you're kind of out on the limb and you're like there's nothing else around.
Why'd you live in Easley so long?
I'm gonna smack the hell out of you if I get up.
Well, but like, I'm you good know, then. Like, if you, you ain't getting up for nothing.
Like.
When I went to fire alarm.
When I went to Tampa, I'm like, okay, Tampa's nice, but like, there's nothing else around for a while, so you're kind of stuck with whatever's here.
Yeah,
it's like you don't really have a whole lot of options. Omaha, what are you gonna do in Omaha?
Hold on, let me see where I put Omaha on my list. Omaha, they might be higher than you than I realized.
So you want to go?
Did I skip one or something? How? Oh,
you want to go to Nebraska? Have fun.
I didn't say that.
You corn shucker.
What did you say again? What state?
Nebraska. Just said it like 3 seconds
ago. I know, dude, but I'm scrolling.
Nebraska mountainous.
Yeah, we agreed on that. Yeah, that's the one with the chimney rock. Okay.
All right, knock it off the list.
I'm going to throw you another one right now, and this is going I'm going to it's going to cause me heat in the building.
Oh no, in the building?
Yeah. No desire to go to Iowa.
Oh, yeah, hang on now.
I don't. I mean, I don't need to see the Field of Dreams field.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Caitlin Clark's never there anymore.
What about the state? They got, like, one of the best state fairs, like, in the country.
So does the Upper South Carolina State have a great one.
It ain't as good as that one, though.
Oh, you don't know. You ain't never been.
What? I can't, you know, it's a lot of farmland and...
Yeah. Superman wasn't really born there.
He wasn't.
I don't really have the desire to go back to Illinois.
I've never been, and I hear that Chicago's... Oh, this is just somebody that I know.
I was at the airport in Chicago.
I'm repeating that someone who I know that went there for work like 2-3 weeks ago, or maybe a month or so ago now, absolute trash is what I was told.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. You got to think, the older big cities, that's about the route they usually go. They rarely will stay grand forever. They're just kind of like...
What is a sanctuary city? It's one thing you got to look out for.
Well, maybe that's why that person said that. Now that I...
I would hate for that to like influence the decision. Like Iowa, I could see Iowa. Not really a whole lot.
Nothing to do. I'll throw, go ahead and throw Oregon at you, too.
Oh, no, really?
Oregon's what? Pretty, some parts.
Describe like, the pretty you're talking. Well,
like
pretty.
You like hiking. But you hike all over Oregon.
But there's plenty of other places that I would rather go do it, I think.
Over Oregon? That's a surprise.
Yeah.
Plus, you got a lot of, I guess, seaport, you know, cities you can hang out
in. And I said the other day, I have no desire to go back to California, and then I forgot about Yosemite.
Yosemite's really pretty.
Yeah.
You want to go there and hike around? Because
I want to go with Sam himself.
And the beach. There's beaches that are just stunning.
It snows out there in the summer months. Crazy.
Yeah, it was snowing.
A lot going on at Yosemite.
You guys not picking any places around the South? I mean, I've got some on the South that I don't...
I didn't really have the desire to go to Alabama ever again.
Oh, no. God.
I'm sorry.
What?
No.
You got the coast you can go down to? You can hang out in Shelby County? I mean, they got one of the biggest malls in the country in Hoover, the Galleria.
So you've traveled too much, like on the roads and stuff. Like you know all these little things. I'm doing this by memory and people that I know that have went and like movies.
I got one on mine that's top of the list that I'll
tell
you later.
Like no one said Jersey yet. I'll claim it right now. No desire.
You don't want to go to Jersey?
Every time I've been to New York, I stayed in Jersey and had no idea.
It's like a lot of New Yorkers that can't live in the city anymore. They'll go to Jersey City.
What is the draw for New Jersey now? I mean,
nothing.
No industry.
Dang.
It's I don't know.
Don't want to go anywhere.
I don't want to go to Detroit.
Hell no.
I mean, I can get robbed here if I wanted to.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. Before we get back to doing the opposite of what most states' tourism board dollars do.
Looking
we're telling you where we would not go on vacation and in America. I love this text. Does it sound very united on there this morning? You know what?
What? Why?
I guess because we're saying certain states aren't good.
Oh, my God. Would you rather go find out and waste money?
We're saving you money, jerkwad. Now, real quick before Fatboy makes his announcement about his... Paige, you say Mississippi you would not want to go to? Was it Mississippi?
Mine was Alabama. But that's because I was a military kid and just being dragged to Alabama for something.
Yeah.
Mine is experiences there.
Yeah.
Mississippi, I would like to. I would like to go in what little bit of history stuff is left. I'd like to go.
Do they have riverboats? Where is that?
I can gamble in Cherokee if I want to do that.
They got some in Mississippi.
Really cool.
I feel like the history you want to see in Mississippi might like be on display now. Prominently featured.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Which is odd.
What are you thinking? That I'm wanting to go look up racial history stuff?
Like, I don't know.
Because you'd be right. I'm like, kidding. Yeah,
no, I don't know what else in Mississippi it would be.
Do that. I'd like to go see where In the Heat of the Night was filmed. I would like to... it would be more of a non... It'd be more of like someone I know just went to. I sound stuffed up. I'm not.
Allergies.
Not no more.
So we know someone who just went to Washington and went to the Smithsonian. I'm like, God, I would love to. I would love to.
Me too.
Such a nerdy little vacation, but I would love it so much.
Yeah, I've only been there once and I didn't get to stop and do anything.
Like my kid has been there and I've never been. Like when I was in school, we got to go to Carl Sandburg's house.
Yep,
and where's the other thing? We got to go to Clemson where the cow was clear. You could see through the cow.
Did you go to Thomas Wolfe's house?
I don't think. We didn't do any big ones. And then all of a sudden, like, we're going on a field trip. Whoa, where are you going? Smithsonian.
We never got to go on the big ones like that.
Like, well, you ain't getting a high school ring, just so you know.
The biggest one we got to do was Discovery Place in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Just watch your hair stand on end when you touch the static ball.
That's kind of fun.
Well, it wouldn't. Would it do our beards? There ain't none up here to make move much. All right, Fatboy, where is it? Where would you not go?
If I had to pick one, like my number one, and this is a state a lot of people like to go to, and there's things to do I've heard, but every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, it's always hot. It's probably going to suck and stink. And what would you do? And that is Arizona. Why would you ever go to Arizona? For anything ever.
Zona is on my list.
It's pretty. The places that I've been.
Like what parts?
Flagstaff.
Like what does that mean, like pretty? Like there's no grass, right?
Well, you said you wanted to go to where? To see the foliage, you Martha Stewart ass.
I've been there. Like, it's nice.
The desert is just, it's something just stunning.
What is that? Hang on with the names, buddy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to, like, you know, look, you could easily talk me out of not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't know why I was trying to sell you on New England so much, though, but it is nice.
I don't like that because of what that guy that cheated on Reba did. Well, the lady from there. All right, Rhode Island. I don't care. I'm going to just knock a couple of these out. Rhode Island, you got nothing I care to come see or do there. West Virginia, I've been through there before. No care to go back.
Yeah,
Montana.
Surely, if anybody,
this is where I'm weird, or maybe I'm not. I look at, like I said earlier, the Grand Canyon. I would love to go there. I want time to spend there and see it, and I want to do the river down the Colorado and all that stuff.
Snake.
But what do you do at nighttime? It doesn't seem like there's dick to do.
Nothing. I don't know. Yeah,
I think I'm saying I want to go out and get crap hammer drunk every night.
Like, I don't know.
I want a nightlife.
We talk about the club or, like, I don't know what.
Or just whatever.
Like an Applebee's somewhere.
Go out to eat something good.
Is there a bar nearby you can look out into the, probably not good for insurance reasons, but, you know, near the Grand Canyon?
What all would you do at the Grand Canyon, though?
I would.
Take a picture?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd ride a strong donkey.
There's Hoover Dam.
Do they have a Clydesdale donkey I could ride?
So I don't know what they let you do. Would they let you tour it?
Yeah, but certain parts they don't. And
okay.
The certain parts is where I would love to go off course and check out.
Are there surprises maybe that, like, places you might want to go to that you never thought you would?
Let me look at my list here. One that I okay, so I have – well, I already said that one. I have no desire to go back to California except Yosemite. I would like to do that.
Yeah, I've never been to California.
I've been – okay, so this is places that I've been and would go back to. I'd go back to Nevada. I'd go back to Vegas. I would go to Lake Tahoe. I'd go to freaking Red Rock. I don't care who's playing.
That's something to look at. That's
nice. They say that is like – it does your soul good to go see a concert there. I don't know what that means, but I need some help.
Have you seen the video of the guy running Red Rocks, but he's running it backwards down? Like how you can run the benches or whatever?
Straight down?
Yeah, straight down. What is it? Running it backwards.
I would
I've heard that was a nice place. I would check it out.
That's probably how they got the name Red Rocks. They were probably white for all these people who got bloodied them up running down them.
So I've never been to Vegas, but I don't feel like I ever have to go now.
Well, I've been to Vegas, but like I did.
Like, why would I go now?
I wouldn't go for the game. I hate gambling, in fact. I mean, I don't hate it, but I don't find much use into it. I've never had good experiences with it.
I heard Vegas is really family friendly now. Knew a guy that went and took his kids. It's like magic shows, the whole deal, and had a great
it's
time.
It's always kind of been that way, you know.
But the gamble in buffets, I can do that here.
Dude, I wonder if this is the person who... Didn't we have somebody on recently from New Jersey?
Was it?
I don't know. Somebody just texts in and says, hey, I listen to you guys in New Jersey. Was recently on the show. Just wanted to let you know that our... Wow. Our greatest vacation as a family was to Charleston, South Carolina. Wow. I mean,
yeah.
That's again.
But what are you
the
doing?
The stuff you don't that you take for granted, like when we've always laughed and kind of joked, and when people say they came to Greenville on vacation and fell in love with it, I'm like,
yeah,
what'd you do when you were here
in Charleston?
I've lived here and don't know stuff to do sometimes.
God, that's interesting. I would like somebody to sell us on what to do when you come here. Like, what do they tell people?
You have the mountains and the beach. It's perfect within.
But if you're bringing kids, they ain't gonna want to go hike.
And it's also 5 hours or four and a half hours to go from one to the other. It's not just like boom, boom.
Yeah, but you don't have to hike. You can go get a boat.
Like when you look up on travel.org, South Carolina attractions.
Go get a boat.
It says attractions, Myrtle Beach, Charleston Historic District, and Hilton Head. So basically lower part of the state, nothing up here.
Yeah, like I thought about Charleston the other day because I haven't been in a while, and I'm like, maybe I would go. But then I was thinking, like, what do you go to the Battery, I guess, walk up and down King Street and maybe go to
go on a ghost tour? Feel bad for using a rickshaw?
But then again, when we say, what would you do? Maybe these are only like 2 or 3 day trips. Like, what are we talking about? A whole week you're trying to pack full?
Oh, no.
I think going out to dinner and having fun.
But see, that's where the nightlife is important. In any vacation, you start to after you decide where you want to go and where you're going to stay, you're like, what restaurant's nearby?
I can see it like
it's
if you're single.
A big family argument.
Sure.
And then if a woman's involved, it's like, are there any outlets nearby? Is there a Yala Mall near Surfside?
Yala Mall.
Because we went to Savannah. That was my favorite place to go.
I feel like that one's a little overrated, right?
No.
I'll go back there 100 times. I love Savannah, Georgia.
Like to do what? Did they have the nightlife you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. It's very quaint. Very, I don't know. I like it.
I mean, generally, there's
a lot of history too.
River Street, and then I would go on the ghost tours at night. And then we go back by yourself and do our own. Drunken investigations. it was always fun.
I've always heard Minneapolis is a nice city to go to visit. Like a lot of people say it's a sleeper city. A lot of art up there, nice big parks. Mall of America, of course, but
now
site of the first Nitro ever. Well, but like a lot more to do than you would think.
Okay, I've been to Boston. I will not go back. Several people are texting me now places they've been.
Yeah, I feel like I gotta go back.
Oh. You didn't do any historical tour stuff. That's where
Revere's.
No Bunker Hill. Beach. I did end up on the Jewish, the Holocaust Memorial. But I just found that one by
chance. Because it's right. And it's like this pretty, like, artful piece. I took a picture in front of it smiling and did not realize what
oh
I was.
Goodness.
I just thought it was like, I forgot about that. That's a hand of God story. That's true. It's made out of glass. I mean, it's very, very pretty. I was like, oh, look at this arty thing. Like the... Yeah, like in New York, there's that big stainless steel ball right there in front of the Met.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody just stands in front of it, and it's like, oh, there's a big old ball here. But then I think about like wherever the Leaning Tower of Pisa is. What else are you doing besides taking the picture of where you pretending you're holding it up?
It. That's like, all you're doing?
What else are you doing?
I don't even think you can go in it, can you?
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What happened to the horns? I mean... Did we give up on it as society, as far as music goes?
I don't know if they teach it in school anymore. That's how you knew who had money. First of all, everybody wanted to do drums. They tell you you can. Not everybody can be a drummer.
True.
So the kids with money, they would do strings usually.
Oh, if you were a celloist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of fill you out to put you wherever in the band. Like, could he afford a big trumpet or whatever you call it. The one you wear. What's the one you wear?
Oh,
you physically put your body in the instrument.
God, I mean, this drums.
Well, yeah, that's one of it. This is like a, it's a brass instrument. Like you squirm up through the middle.
Give it to me now.
What is that sucker
Give it
called?
To me, girl.
Here we go. Kick it up. Ready?
Go now. Freeway of love in a pink Cadillac. I thought it was a pink Cadillac.
It is.
Oh, it evolves.
We're riding on the freeway
of love in a pink Cadillac.
Thank you, baby. That's such a lie about that movie.
Pink Cadillac. Oh, the
ending.
God, what's his name?
Gentleman called Clint Eastwood.
I thought it was Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, you're thinking of Ford Fairlane?
That's what he is.
God dang it. It might have been a lie about that one, too. But, you know, they were like, movie. Hey, they filmed that here, man. Pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
They filmed that.
Oh, for real?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's what everybody said, though.
Oh. Well,
they had recorded there.
Prior to the internet, like, all those old stories were like, yeah, that happened. That was, they filmed this here, that here. Hell, I bet you they didn't even film Shag at Real Myrtle Beach.
Probably not. Undertaker maybe did not go to Gaffney High School.
No. I heard he and Kane are really not even brothers.
They might not be. I was a little confused because when I Googled Gaffney High School weeks ago, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Some different information.
Give it to me.
What is that called? The instrument you wear.
I mean.
You know what I'm talking about, Paige?
The instrument.
It's a big brass instrument, and you have to.
And see.
You have to put it on your body. You almost have to wear it like a shirt. You go up through the middle of it.
It's not the tuba.
We don't have a,
it's the.
No one is guessing.
And it wraps around you. I guess you could Google all of that. I don't know how you would exactly phrase it, but.
Do we have any Pecknell representatives standing by that could call us and tell us what this is called?
Somebody worked at the Music Maker back in the day. Hook it up.
Like, was that. I never played any instruments.
Oh, people were saying tuba.
Tuba you have to wear?
You got a tuba dummy. Tuba dip S.
Tuba dummy.
Hey, dumb F. Tuba.
I'm thinking tuba. Like a horn instrument, but.
Let me look at it and see.
My brother played the tuba.
Speaking of that, I need to go get some toothpaste after the show. You just remind me.
Hear it yet?
Pick
look.
Up a tuba toothpaste.
Is it the tuba?
Yeah.
Yeah, because look at this chick. She's in it.
Yeah, it's got to be the tuba.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was so.
Who the hell would want to play that?
You think too, like you could just have like a beat machine out there instead of having to.
That's your.
I don't know how he ended up.
Tender name.
But he was like the biggest beat kid machine. In class. I think they made him play the tuba.
You're the inhumane beatbox.
Wait a minute. They made the fattest kid play the tuba?
My brother wasn't fat. He was just tall and bigger.
You got to have big lungs.
Like you got to fit.
Like Aretha.
In, you got to fit in the instrument.
Yeah.
Now, this is a fat girl playing it, but still.
Well, I wouldn't say fat. She's like. I mean, dude, she...
What a stupid-looking instrument.
I mean, I hate to use this because it was always used on me, but, like, big-boned.
Big-boned? Yeah.
She big-boned. But also, like, if she... you know, it's almost like... what is the Olympic event where they're like, hey, women, you can't have big breasts and be successful and do this?
Ballet?
Archery.
Maybe all of
Gymnastics?
Them. Gymnastics? Yes.
You're welcome.
To the fact where they never... You're welcome. Things I could never do.
Oh, they should have had boob about. Sled. Like, that's where the sled is. Just right up here.
You just ride like a well-endowed woman down the...
No, she's riding it on her hooters.
Oh, I see.
All the way down.
The other one seemed very misogynistic. Like, that God, man, I had no idea that was so, like, cumbersome. It's like almost you got on, like, a Simpson, like, a collar.
Did you... Like a Hans device?
Like a Hans device. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Did you try out for band? Were you in it?
No, I was in the barbershop quartet.
I just wonder who's, you know, who did you have to facilitate to be a drummer? You had to do favors in the back room for the
to
band
be
leader?
A drummer?
Yeah, because that's what everybody wanted to do.
Was your band leader, band teacher, whatever, were they a teacher or were they just like a one of those? Like we had a couple of football coaches that did not teach at our school. Matter of fact, I don't know if they were just our coach's buddies.
No, they all taught back then, but I had a buddy that coached and he didn't teach.
What
he had
ours?
A certificate for something.
He was just a football coach. And I don't know that he might have been like a
Usually the coaches,
school resource officer or something. Like you might have had in school suspension with him or something.
They were either a science teacher or they taught, you know, sex ed, which is interesting. But that was about, or maybe driver's ed. That was about it, though. Like they had to teach something.
There's a big, oh, this is great. There's a big scandal at my kid's school right now. There's never been a female drum major ever. And there's a big uproar about this. Oh, God, please text me what school you're in.
What is the drum major? It's
the 864 area code. It's like the person up there swinging the...
Oh, that's not the person that stands up and leads the band.
It's like carries one of them things like the Pope carries.
Oh, why would you want
to... Like a staff.
Like a... Yeah.
And you're just sitting there like... You're not playing crap drum except major. A whistle. I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Maybe that works out in college. Like, it'd get you far being in a band, but... Yeah, you might have to play something you don't like.
Text back in if you would. If you'd rather not say it, I totally get that. But
God, that's hard work, now that you think about it. I remember football practice. They had to practice, too, just as long. Marching band people.
So, okay. This was 6 years ago, guys, but my daughter wanted to play tuba in high school. I was like, why are we going to rent this? Let's just buy. Little did I know that a Yamaha tuba cost $7,400.
God almighty.
God bless. Why know, in the world?
It's full of spit, too, so you can't.
Good Lord, man. I literally am, like, dumbfounded by that.
Look at
it. Is that right, though?
You got to breathe all the way to, like, to get it around, I guess.
I want to Google that, too, because that's it might have been, like, solid gold or something.
Plus,
I
mean, you're not going to have a solo anybody wants to hear. Now the tuba solo.
Like, the only thing you could do is, like, when somebody fat walked by.
What do they play taps with? What is that called?
It's got trumpet.
Yeah, one of those. It's got three buttons on top.
Ba, ba, ba.
That seems easy. It's got three buttons. I mean, come on.
Wow, dude. I went right to Yamaha.com and buying it from them is $8,100. Or I can flex pay it for $397 a month like I'm buying a freaking car.
God, man.
That's expensive.
So what is the rental on that then?
Like, I'd say you got to stay in band your whole life.
Security deposit has got to be like
half.
Or you
better be successful with it because your parents are going...
Do they switch a lot? Band teachers won't do that to you, will they? That makes no sense.
What's the investment in that other than it's a hobby? Like, I understand some people going and being a symphony, but that's going to be quite rare. Like, that investment into something that's... I didn't even get the varsity jacket, and I lettered. I was like, I am never going to wear this in the future.
I guess going to college, maybe, like a scholarship.
But, I mean,
if you're drawn to playing and...
You're not going to be in the
You're
Boston Pops.
You're actually practicing every single day.
What is that? Is that career driven? Like if you're a drum major, like you've quit playing instruments now. All you're good is it's like maybe leading people out of.
Some people are naturally
the Pied Piper
to play music.
But he don't play nothing. He just swings a big rod around.
But
and they won't let ladies do it at this person's school. They won't text back. I understand.
Like these kids can't be in, like, I don't want to say real bands because this is a real band, but
oh yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, the bar bands, they can't do that.
Why can't they if they learn music?
Unless they're like in a ska band, there's not going to be much use for.
Because Tommy Lee used to do that, and then he became, didn't he?
I have no clue.
I don't know.
Maybe he did that.
I think he used to play baseball with his wiener. I think it's what he used to.
Damn. Play baseball with it?
Yep, he could have.
Bad.
He could have fenced with it.
I am shocked.
He could have painted it orange and laid with down. It.
Some of the texts, like, to rent my kid's instruments, to rent my child, now write in, I don't know what instrument it is, to rent my child's instruments, $259.99 a month.
God, man, who's
what
getting this
in
money?
The world? Like,
straight to the band department?
And then,
this is
school's
got
to be in with the music.
These bands are huge. Companies.
I played violin, and I remember I had to decide if I wanted to continue to play violin or dance. So I had to give it up.
Girl, you better dance.
Strings.
Well, you know, what is your love first? So,
well,
these bands
are on your toes now.
It got expensive when I was just, in school, and we had it in California, but they didn't have it out here as much.
Can you pick up a loofah with your feet in the shower because you balleted or not? Because your toes are all crinkled? Are they?
No.
Well, I mean, you got to think. Like, twirling around on your tiptoes all the time. Like, Imagine what Michael Jackson's feet look like after doing that so much.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.